Randy?
One of Jesus' promises in the Bible was that we'd be able to handle scorpions. And the marriage issue with a scorpion is a deadly thing. If you don't get it, it's going to get you. We have his promise that we can't handle it. So that's a source of hope.
By the way, marriage seminar, we're going to go into how marriage is so deep, it involves so much of you, that everything else about you has to be right, or marriage will go wrong. And when a brother is into coming up and playing games with his wife, that's exactly what it's going to be in his marriage. And you all got star marriages, don't you? So happens you're all coming up. Marriage involves an awful lot of you. Right, Paul? Everything is brought in and has a bearing on it. Not that you're living for marriage, necessarily, but everything relates to it. It has to be right. For instance, there's no way that a husband or a wife can be treating each other wrongly and be treating Jesus rightly. No way. When the brothers are copping out on their wives, they know they're guilty of displeasing Jesus. Right or wrong? Vice versa. You can't get away from that, can you? Once again, marriage goes deep into you. You can't escape your responsibility. Well, there are no other closing statements, right? Nobody asked Gail to talk about it. Except for the rules. Nobody talks to Gail. Nobody talks to Shirley, right? Understood, right, Paul? You know your rules, don't you? How many times did I try to get you and everyone else to deal with her? Well, I say you and everyone. I think it's Gail. And some of you. I don't know about you. I don't know if I directly. At any rate, you're not supposed to talk to Gail, are you? I guess Davey was trying to do it at all. Jeff says
that. I don't know if there's anything to do about that, I'm sure. Do you think she is now holding me off? Gail has seen his problem.
What is it about Gail?
I don't know.
She has no shame. She's not hiding the shame of her.
Now wait a minute. You mean, that's Shirley or Gail you're talking about?
Oh, okay. I guess I'm sorry. She's not afraid to tell her about that.
Let's talk of guilt instead of shame.
Okay. She doesn't seem like she's guilty.
There's a difference. Well, Herman.
I'm not sure.
What?
I just noticed there's something strange. I can't put my finger on it. Why?
Why don't you try to find out?
I don't know how to go about it.
Like I'm ready to see my bad and ready to get the help.
be somewhere. So I'll say that you've got this meeting.
I'll talk to you about it. Come on, Paul, talk to her, go. Go.
Where you at about the whole thing? Must be a lot of pressure and responsibility on your shoulders. You talk about it with a lot of people.
As individuals, I do, but I know that I need to be a lot more open towards everyone, towards the whole fellowship as an example. Because Shirley was always, you know, pushing the fellowship away, and I'm like following in her footsteps in a way. You know, everybody's going to be wondering if I'm just like her or another Shirley or something. And, like, I haven't been committed enough to be in a real open example, but I really do want to be. Like, Stuart was talking earlier about the influence, you know, him being an influence. And I know that his relationship with Shirley was like a real negative influence. She was a very bad example to everyone. And now there's like, it seems like there's no influence in a way, because people don't really know what's going on in the transition period or something. But I really trust that our relationship is going to be a good one, right influence for everyone, and I know that means I have to be more open and inviting people to question me about, you know, where I'm at. I'm committed to being faithful to Jesus and the Lord and being a good person for them. I'm sure people wonder things about me, though.
People start asking questions because of Shirley, and a whole lot of people are going to stay away from Shirley.
Partly that, and more just myself. Like, I was never really...
How would that explain that the Langs don't talk to her? They don't know about Shirley.
There's also just myself not inviting people to be in fellowship with me enough. And not...
Well, she's scary. Gail is a scary person, right? No? Gail is not a scary person.
It's certainly steep about her because she's your fiance.
Yeah.
Okay. I know when Chris...
Scream.
When Chris met you and
Can you stand up and shout like it matters?
Yeah, when Chris met you and Shirley, y'all came to see him. When Chris got saved, y'all came to see him. And, she was more in a sense of wide openness, like she had on this weird short thing up there or whatever. And I was wondering, you know, I thought y'all might have been from a freak artist. I was wondering about that, about Cheryl, what was happening about a couple months ago.
Did the clothes influence you?
Yeah.
Did the clothes influence you?
See, I had just got into it. That was the first day that I came. I didn't know what was happening. So her, I know that she's more quiet, which is like she's more zealous.
Quiet, zealous?
Settle. Yeah, settle.
Nancy?
Come
over here.
Gail's, you know, I fear her
marriage matters to all of you. One way or another, it matters somehow. It's going to matter more. What's the implication of the whole business? Gail, what is it? What's the implication of the whole business? Something needs to be done, is what she said.
The pure the South, our centers are directly affected and really thrown down by the problems in the area. And we see it around us, if we're not willing to be completely honest about it, and we see how we've been had by the problem, how much more will the rest of the church not be committed to dealing with it? They don't even see the problem as well as we do out here.
I was going to say another thing. I know that the girls feel this problem a lot more than the brothers or anybody really sees it. Because the girls really know they need, you know, a right husband to be leading them and stuff. And they look around and don't see much of it because brothers don't understand what they're doing. The examples of marriages there are aren't that successful if they're not really bad. And it's like the girls just don't see hope in a lot of ways personally. And it's hard for them to keep looking at Jesus, thinking of themselves getting older on their own.
I know I'm probably holding back because there's so much I don't understand. It's just even the most basic thing. Like, I never really have understood the relationships there. Like, I never really have had very much of an emotional involvement with anybody. It's just all just the sex thing. I just feel really uncomfortable about the whole thing.
Well, you've got to be more open and more personal. That's really necessary. Remember the six steps of love. Being loving is not defending yourself. Well, you all just withdraw to your own house and defend yourself, even to your own hurt.